They bring out the left hash to get this one precisely where it should be. That's one thing I never understood about Dave football, is the spot can be completely anywhere between your toe and your helmet, and yet they'll mark you down 3 inches shy of the first down.
Well, as we know Michael would say, it's still a game of inches, yes.
We'll talk to Roger Goodell on the off weekend here. We'll get that switched.
I'll shoot him a text.
Bad X now trying to stop him on fourth down, deep in their own territory inside the 10 at the 6-yard line. Hartle under center, still standing up. There's the whistle. The clock continues now, 6:35. It's a handoff to Perzanowski. He gets it, and he's in very close to the end zone, brought down inside the 1-yard line. They say he is short of the touchdown, though. Regardless, it's a first down and a first and goal for Cass City, converting on fourth down.
Wow, good stop there. I thought for sure he was into the end zone.
6.5 to play. Hartle commanding his 10 others on the field. Dakota Hartle's a 2-yard starter here for Cass City at the quarterback position. Perzanowski starting to rack up many carries on the night. And this is a handoff right through the middle. Touchdown. And it is a touchdown, Cass City. Cass City tucks on 6 more points, making it 42-16. I'm not quite sure who had that.
I think it was Perzanowski, actually.
It was a big muddle right there. Went to a rugby scrum and pushed him across for the score. And now Cass City will be going for 2. As the scoreboard now shows 42-16. Cass City with the lead. 6:09 left in the fourth. Receiver wide each way. Back to pass. Hartle staying in the pocket. Now it's a scramble. And number 87 for Bannex jumps out of his tackle. Austin Wuschlager, the senior, brings him down for the tackle in the backfield, and the 2-point conversion is no good. You're tuned to WLEW. It's now Cass City 42, Bannex 16.
Life is full of difficult choices, but switching to a water furnace geothermal heat pump is not one of them. Water furnace units use the free renewable energy in your yard to save up to 70% on heating, cooling, and hot water. There's a 30% renewable energy tax credit, and for a short time, you'll save even more. The Perfect Choice Savings Event offers up to $2,000 in instant rebates on select water furnace geothermal packages.
Hi, this is Matt Reaver. Get up to a $2,000 instant rebate when you install a water furnace geothermal system from B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe. We support local sports and the pursuit of academic excellence.
On their 6th touchdown of the night. Perzanowski with 5 of them, if my stats mentally are correct, with 6:09 left in the fourth quarter.
That sounds pretty good to me, Clark. He's had one heck of a ball game today. He's got to be close, if he hasn't already, eclipsed the 200-yard mark in this game. You got him for 5 touchdowns?
4. Hold on a second. We're doing this again. 1, 2, 3.
Five
touchdowns for Perzanowski for how many yards here? 208 yards off of 24 carries, an average of 8.6 a run. Not bad for Perzanowski.
That's not bad at all. That is excellent running by Perzanowski.
We'll even call him the NCAA Chevy player of the game. 6:09 left in the fourth quarter. Boots ready to kick this one off, and it's a grounder to the 35-yard line. Bad X trying to bring it in. Number 25, Kennedy, out to the 39. A 4-yard return for Kennedy. Not much going there. Cass City claims they recovered a fumble, but he was down by contact and down on the field.
Perzanowski with the tackle on special teams. I think they're going to rule that his forward progress had stopped, Clark, before the ball actually came out.
So they put him down to the 38-yard line as Harbor Beach scores yet again. 54-14, Harbor Beach over Memphis. Not quite sure on the score here for the Sandusky-Yubley game. As soon as we find out, we will let you know. 6:02 left in the fourth. Mannix in the huddle. Two wide each way. Morneau and the pistol. The sophomore starting quarterback. Staying in the pocket. Room to run. Pass the line of scrimmage. Flag flies in the backfield. He's across the 40-yard line. It would be a gain of three, but the flag is back out at the 36-yard line of Bad Axe.
Ethan Montai with the tackle for Cass City.
And it's a hold against Bad Axe, so mark him 10 yards from the spot. So this will put him back at the 26-yard line.
Easy call there. That was supposed to be a screen pass, and when it wasn't there, Morneau looked, checked out other options, and the offensive line, obviously prepared for a quick screen pass, is definitely going to be the guilty party there.
Lakers shutting out USA currently 27-0.
Wow.
So Lakers starting out with a 4-0 start, more than likely. They're in the fourth quarter over there. Reese 13, Brown City 7 at halftime. And it's first and 20 for Bad Axe, and the screen pass to the left with no blockers. To Bailey Heinz across the 33. Complete, and for about a 6-yard gain, maybe a 5-yard gain. And it's now a second and 17 after the first and 23.
Cuthrell makes the tackle for Cass City.
Final score, Harbor Reach 54, Memphis 14. Still looking for that ugly Sandusky game. As Bannock's in the huddle, still no hurry as the clock gets smaller and smaller. Now 5 and some change left in the fourth. Not only do we have listeners in Canada, Dave, we have one listening from Royal Oak, Michigan.
Ah, very nice.
Streaming online at thumbnet.net/listen, or you can download the app on your Android or iPhone device. Morneau looking to pass, and he is sacked in the backfield. Nothing there, and the line broke down right away back at the 31-yard line. Sacked by number 75 of Cass City. That's Ethan Montai, a junior, big man.
Again, looking for the screen pass, a pump fake, and when Morneau looked downfield, didn't see anything there either except for Ethan Montai making the sack.
The line of scrimmage is at the 31-yard line of Bad Axe. The first down marker is out by Barry Road at the 48. Two wide each way. Morneau in the pistol. One man behind him is Kennedy. Looking to pass on the quick pass out of the 30-yard line at the line of scrimmage. Two complete to Kennedy. No gain in the play. Now brings up fourth down and 16.
Sam Boots with the tackle for Cass City.
And now we have whistles blowing. An official timeout. As looks like 71 is injured for Cass City, running off on his own willpower of Sam Boots.
Bad Axe lined up for the punt. Just under 4 minutes left in this game.
3:51 as the clock continues to go down. Bad Axe brings out the punt team. Number 88, Curtis Dickinson, and number 27, Drew Field, ready to return it. They stand on their own 35-yard line on the left side of the radio. On the right side is Morneau, ready to punt this one away. He stands at his own 23. Beautiful-looking punt. Nice distance. They have to backtrack to the 33. And number 88, Curtis Dickinson, breaks free the first tackle. He's across midfield in a big stone wall of the 45, pushed out of bounds. But we have a block in the back against Cass City way back at the 34-yard line. As a Bad Axe player is slow to get up, Tyler Labor, number 12.
Tyler Labor, first one down there, trying to make a play, and was hit from behind, got laid out pretty good, but drew the penalty.
Once again, we'd like to wish a happy birthday to last week's fill-in, Mike Meiser, who did a spectacular job covering the Harbor Beach Menominee game. A block in the back here against Cass City. Well, don't even look at that return, and it's going to push him back just a few yards deeper in their own territory. 3:23 left in the fourth quarter. The score, Bad Axe 16, Cass City 42.
Yeah, they're moving a little closer to Berry Road for you, Clark.
Now that it's actually Hatchet Drive over here. Used to be Cemetery Road. What's worse, having a cemetery on Hatchet Drive or a school on Cemetery Road? You tell me. First and 10 for the Red Hawks at their own 24-yard line with